episode 2810, I Don't Think, I Know.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to get on track. I want you to seek out what your heart's desire is. Sometimes we can get lost in the everyday and our responsibilities, and as much as that is important, we also have to bring it back around. I don't think, I know. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. How do you speak to yourself when it comes to producing what you know needs to be done? Mute the question marks and convincingly whisper to yourself, I don't think, I know. So my question for you today is, how often do you find yourself leading with the phrase, I think? Now, I can tell you already, in writing this and in preparation, I think I said it probably 25 times without even thinking and knowing that I said it. It just rolled off my tongue. In everyday conversation, I think because the leader of the pack when it comes to specifying what you believe. We start conversations and someone will say, well, you know, I had this going on and then this happened, and you pause for a moment. Next thing you know, you want to interject your ideas and thoughts and you say, well, I think you should do this. I think that you were out of place over here, right? We put in the word, I think, to slow us down. However, I want us to move the conversation from everyday conversation with someone else to the internal conversations, you speaking with yourself. When you are wondering what to do and trying to make a decision after full analysis, the next phrase of decision starts with, I think. Do you think or do you know? What is it for you? When you lead with a question mark, you lead with hesitation. Being reserved about your next step slows down your progress. It silences your momentum and produces more confusion. It's no wonder you get stuck and confused. And you're like, well, where do I go from here? What am I supposed to do? I'm lost. I don't know what to do. And you're in this full roller coaster, just like I was just here 3 days ago, because you can't get out of where you came from. I don't think, I know. Saying I think also is a diversion and has become a neutral position. Therefore, you don't put yourself in a controversial stance or know-it-all, right? Who wants to be that jerk? Stating it directly has the connotation of being stuck up or egotistical. I mean, let's just be real, right? But this is in your mind and your thoughts. This is what you're thinking internally. You're not sharing this with others. I mean, you might be talking out loud when you're in the shower or as you're doing the dishes or maybe even when you're driving to go pick up your kids. But these are your thoughts that are happening in your mind. You need to share your thoughts from a knowing position with yourself, not a position that makes you question your every move. Think because you know. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Think because you know. In order to keep moving yourself forward and doing what you need to focus on, the internal conversation needs to be from a place of confrontation. And you're like, what? Well, because remember, in a big group, you're trying to level the playing field. But when you're talking to yourself, you're not trying to decide on a level playing field. This is you. It's like me, myself, and I. This is all about me, as it should be. The convincing can be reserved for outside conversations, right? You can say, oh, well, you know, I think I really need, see, I think. And they can turn it back around and say, well, why are you thinking about it? You know you can do this. So that can be for outside conversations. But the internal ones, come on, this is your field. You get to decide. You are doing what is right for you in the moment during this season of life. Your thoughts need to sustain your belief within yourself. Think because you know. So what does that look like in real life? Because it's tough. I mean, let's be honest. We have these conversations and I think, oh, there I go again. It's interesting because again, back to wrapping up to where I was when I was just writing some notes down. I find myself saying, I think. I was having a conversation with my mom and I was sharing my thoughts with her. And even as she was talking, I counted at least 8 times that she said, well, I think, and we would just start giggling because it's a neutralization as to, well, I want to take this position, but if I take it, are you going to be mad at me? So we're speaking on feelings and not dealing with facts. That can be very positive and very needed when it comes to including a lot of people in a conversation that may be talking about a very divisive conversation or topic. So when you're in that position, I get it that you need to kind of calm it down where everybody can have a say. But when you're talking about yourself to yourself, oh, come on, think because you know. So what does it look like? Number one, change your lead statement. These are the words connecting your confidence to your actions. Let that sink in for just a minute. The words that you use, okay, we're not talking about I think because that nullifies what you want to do. Use the words that connect your confidence to your actions. Because if you let questionable words complete your sentences, you will never have the courage to try what you already know about yourself. Take the guesswork out of whether you can do it and lead because you know. So you got to change those first few words. Instead of I think it's I believe. Instead of I think it's I know. Instead of I think it's I will do. You don't even have to lead in with something. Just make the statement. You will feel better. Now notice, I could have said, I think you will feel better. And that's okay, but no, I want a definite. I want it to be definitive. You will feel better when you take out the I think. Think because you know. So number two, master your belief. You have to be the biggest believer in yourself. And not from an egotistical point of view, but like the carpenter who is the master of his trade and takes a jagged square piece of wood and makes it a smooth circle. You need to carve out your own belief within yourself. It doesn't matter how many people believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, quitting gets easier. I'm sure you can take yourself back to a time in your life that it was just that. Quitting was easier because you didn't believe in you. Now, yes, I do believe that we all need cheerleaders in our lives, but not all of us have that. And sometimes we are in a position where if we were to share what we want to do, our mission and vision, others would not get it. So instead of using, well, you know, what do you think about this? Well, I think I need to do this. Oh, really? You think you need to? Yeah, I really do. Instead of getting into all of that, get into your own head. Master your belief. And finally, number three, mind your thoughts. Just as you need to have a lead statement, you also need to put a period on what matters. Express yourself with words that elevate hope, inspiration, and possibilities. Nothing is impossible. And everything you do leads to your greatness. And that greatness starts with one step. And in order to get to that one step to lead you to miles of greatness, you've got to mind your thoughts. And when you mind your thoughts, you're also what? Minding your words. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy or happen quickly. I know you want your dream to come true in one day, if only. But it doesn't happen that way. However, by bringing the realization that you can do it, by streamlining your words to support your vision or mission, it solidifies your direction and the momentum can continue. think because you know. So where do you need to alter your language? Maybe you need to take those four-letter words out of your language first of all. And maybe you need to start looking at what can I say? What can I say that will build me up? What is going to make a difference in my heart? Because your words need to match the outcome or results of your heart's desire. Otherwise, you will find yourself hunkered down in questions and the answers will seem further from the facts. So keep your eyes on the direction you're headed. Remember, you have what it takes, but you still have to do what it takes to get to where you want to go. It doesn't come easy, but it is so worth it. Keep your whispers inspiring and always searching for what's possible. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.